Let's listen to God's word. Escuchemos la palabra de Dios. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." This is God's word, la palabra de Dios. You pray with me, por orar conmigo. Well, good and gracious God, Dios lleno de misericordia y bondad, en estos momentos, in these moments, may the words of my mouth, que las palabras de mi boca, and the meditation y la meditación de todos nuestros corazones aquí juntos, of all of our hearts here together, may they be acceptable and pleasing always unto you. Que sean aceptables, Señor, y agradables ante ti siempre. Speak, for your servants are listening. Habla, Señor, tus siervos están escuchando. Our Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer, nuestro Señor, nuestra Roca y Redentor. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Pon tomar su asiento. Well, who is Jesus? ¿Quién es Cristo? ¿Cómo es? What is he like? And why does it matter? ¿Por qué importa? Who is Jesus? On the second Sunday of Christmas, en este segundo domingo de la Navidad, we come to a passage, venimos a un pasaje que no nos dice del nacimiento de Cristo. It doesn't tell us about the birth of Christ, but it tells us, pero nos dice, nos cuenta, it tells us about the beginning of time. Nos dice desde el principio del tiempo. So we're not looking at the birth of Jesus, we're looking at the beginning of all things. No estamos mirando el nacimiento de Cristo, estamos mirando el comienzo de todo. And one of the things we learn from this first verse, una de las cosas que aprendemos de este primer versículo es esto, it's this, is that the birth of Jesus was not the beginning of Jesus. Es que el nacimiento de Cristo no era el principio de Cristo. That Jesus has always been. Que Cristo siempre ha sido. He's always been. From the very beginning. Desde el principio, Cristo estaba ahí. Jesus was there. In fact, John tells us, Juan dice que no solamente estaba ahí Cristo. This just tells us that Jesus was there. But the Bible tells us, the videos, he said, que todo fue creado por medio de Cristo. That all things were created through Jesus. Everything in creation is Jesus shaped. Todo en la creación tiene una figura de Cristo. And that includes you. Y eso incluye usted. You. You were created, yes, in the image of God. Sí, usted fue creado en la imagen de Dios, pero también en la imagen de Cristo, but also in the image of Christ. In other words, en otras palabras, where do you go to know how to be a good human? ¿A dónde va usted para aprender cómo ser un humano? Where do you go to learn how to be a human? Wikipedia, Siri, the little AI generator on Google. Where do you go to know how to be human? Jesus. Cristo. Through Jesus, we learn what it means to be human. Por medio de Cristo, nosotros aprendemos cómo hacer humanos. Un humano auténtico. An authentic human. An authentic human. The word of the day of the year for 2023, I think it was that word authentic. Authentic. Everybody wants to be authentic. Everybody wants to be real. Todos quieren ser real. And John is telling us, y Juan nos dice, que si usted fue creado por Dios, that if you were created by God, you were created, usted fue creado para reflejar la imagen de Dios en Cristo. You were created to reflect the image of God in Christ. Now, I say this all the time, and I think it's a good yearly reminder. Es un buen recordatorio. Cada año, you guys are probably going to get tired of me telling you this, but if there's one thing you remember from me, I want it to be this. Well, there's there's several things. But I want you to remember this. Quiero que se acuerden de esto. If we use the word, I'm only human, usamos esa palabra, solamente soy humano. Why did you hit me? ¿Por qué me pegaste? Well, I'm only human. Why did you offend me? I'm only human, solamente soy humano. ¿Por qué eres como eres? Why are you the way you are? Well, I'm only human. It's just the way I am. Es como soy. Siempre he sido así. I've always been like this. It's my biology. Es mi biología. I don't think anyone actually says that. Well, maybe you do say that. But or my genetics, right? Or my nature. Mi naturaleza. That's just who I am. Así soy. I'm only human. Solamente soy humano. And you have permission. 2025, I've been giving you permission every single year. Le he dado permiso cada año. This year you have permission. And next time somebody says that, just slap them. Deles una cacheta. And if they ask you, y le preguntan, why did you do that? ¿Por qué hizo eso? What do you say? I'm only human. Solamente soy humano. See, friends, it doesn't work. No trabaja. No trabaja. It doesn't work like that. You don't get to decide what it means to be human. Usted no decide lo que es ser humano. Usted no decide. You don't decide. Jesus, Cristo, ya nos ha dicho, has already told you what it means to be human. Ya le ha dicho usted qué es ser un humano verdadero, what it means to be truly human. We see that in Jesus. Lo vemos en Cristo. Lo vemos en Cristo. All things were created through him. Todo fue creado por medio de él, incluso usted, including you. You. That's pretty powerful. Es algo poderoso cuando empieza a reflexionar sobre eso. When you begin to reflect on that. So he was not only there at the beginning, no solamente estuvo ahí en el principio, él fue el creador, he was creator. God created all things through him. But also, notice this, anoten esto, la Biblia nos dice, John tells us that in the beginning was the word, en el principio era la palabra. ¿Qué quiere decir la palabra? What does the word mean? We go back to the Bible, in the Old Testament, regresamos al Antiguo Testamento, y vemos que la palabra de Dios está presente por medio de toda la Biblia. We know that the word of God is present throughout the entire Bible. Genesis 1:1, Génesis 1:1. Versículo 3, verse 3, verse 3, versículo 3, 4, por ahí. If you're, you know, doing the Bible in 1 year, you probably just read this. Quizás acaba de leer eso si usted está leyendo por medio de toda la Biblia. Don't let it be the only thing you read this year, okay? Que no sea lo único que lean esta. But the Word of God, God speaks. Dios habla y hay creación, and there is creation. The Word of God creates. Hay una creación. Something new comes forth. Algo nuevo pasa when God speaks, cuando Dios habla. And then God speaks through the law. Y luego Dios habla por medio de la ley. Y luego seguimos leyendo la Biblia. We keep reading. And God speaks through the prophets. Y Dios habla por medio de los profetas. Por medio de los profetas, through the prophets, through the law, por medio de la ley, por medio de la creación, through creation, God speaks to us. Dios habla a su pueblo. God speaks to his people. God speaks to his people. And now John is saying, y ahora Juan está diciendo, oh, that word from the Old Testament, esa palabra del Antiguo Testamento, that word is Jesus. Esa palabra es Cristo. Es Cristo. And notice that it says, the word was God. Anoten que dice la palabra era Dios. It doesn't say the word was a God. No dice la palabra era un Dios. You know there's some translations of the Bible that say that? Not the Christian ones, but they're just look for them. Or maybe don't look for them actively, but, you know, just watch out for them. But the word was God. La palabra era Dios. ¿Qué es lo que estoy diciendo? What is it? What is it saying? It's saying that when we see Jesus, que cuando miramos a Cristo, we're seeing the perfect image of God. Estamos mirando la imagen perfecta de Dios. La imagen perfecta de Dios. Nos está diciendo esto. It's telling us this. That if you want to get to know God, si usted quiere conocer a Dios, you look to Jesus. Usted mire, debe de mirar a Cristo. And Jesus will tell you what God is like. Y Cristo le va a decir quién es Dios. So friends, I used this example on New Year's Eve, I think it was. But you know, how do you get to know somebody? ¿Cómo es que usted conoce a alguien? Vamos a suponer un amigo, let's say a friend, right? Maybe you've had a friend that you've had since elementary school. Quizás usted ha tenido un amigo por muchos años, o quizás acaba de conocer a alguien, you just met someone recently. How do you get to know them? ¿Cómo es que usted lo conoce? You can watch them. Usted puede fijarse en ellos. And you could just keep watching them, and that's kind of weird. You know, you can just be a stalker, right? It's kind of, it's a little strange. Es un poco raro si usted simplemente se fija en alguien, if you just keep looking at them without actually saying anything. I'm doing it right now, and even this is weird. How do you get to know someone? ¿Cómo es que usted conoce a alguien? How do you be a friend? By the way you speak, yes. You need words. Necesita palabras. Have you ever met someone and you say, man, that looks like a really interesting person. I want to get to know them. ¿Usted ha conocido a alguien y usted dice, ah, qué interesante es esa persona? Quiero arrimarme y conocerla. I want to get close and just know them. And then they start talking and then you're like, oh, never mind. I don't know. Y luego empiezan a hablar y usted dice, no, mejor no. That's what I'm talking about. Right? You listen to their word. Their words. La palabra, la palabra. Friends, John is telling us, Juan nos está diciendo que así es como conocemos a Dios. This is how we know God. Through Jesus, por medio de Cristo. Cristo es la palabra, el verbo de Dios. That Jesus is God's word to you, to us, a nosotros. This is who Jesus is. Así es el Hijo de Dios, he's the Son of God. But he's also the Word of God. And this is how we get to know God. Y así es como conocemos a Dios, por medio de Cristo, through Jesus. So, here's your application. Aquí es su aplicación. Quizás hay personas aquí en esta mañana, maybe there's people here this morning who say, who, you know, your first resolution, su primer resolución. I don't know if you do that or not. No sé si usted, algunos lo hacen. I know some of you guys do. You say, I want to get to know God this year. Quiero conocer a Dios este año. Well, here's a tip. Aquí hay una pista, o aquí les voy a dar, I'm going to help you a little bit. If you want to know God, si usted quiere conocer a Dios, look to Jesus. Miren a Cristo. Miren a Cristo. Look to Jesus. If you want to get to know God, look to Jesus. Miren a Cristo. We can come up with all sorts of ideas about who God is. And some of them are not very helpful. Podemos imaginarnos quién es Dios. Quizás no nos va a ayudar. Because some people, algunas personas, cuando piensan en Dios, when they think of God, maybe they think of their grandpa or their dad or their mom or whatever. But friends, quizás a veces, muchas veces cuando pensamos en Dios, pensamos en nuestro papá, nuestra mamá, y pensamos, ah, así es Dios. Oh, that's what God is like. Friends, if you want to know who God is, si usted quiere conocer a Dios, look to Jesus. Miren a Cristo. Miren a Cristo. In fact, one theologian said it like this, un teólogo lo dijo así, that that God is Christ-like. Que Dios es como Cristo. You've heard it the other way. Jesus is like God. Ustedes lo han escuchado la otra manera, que Cristo es como Dios. But God, pero Dios es como Cristo. But God is Christ-like. God is like Jesus. So, who is Jesus? He's the Word of God. Es el Verbo de Dios, la Palabra de Dios, el Hijo de Dios, the Son of God. Who is Jesus? What is he like? We already talked a little bit about that. Ya hablamos un poco de eso. But did you catch that? No sé si vio eso en versículo 14, verse 14. John tells us, we have seen his glory. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Y aquel Verbo fue hecho carne y habitó entre nosotros. Y vimos su gloria, la gloria del unigénito del Padre, lleno de gracia y verdad. La palabra ahí, the word there, made his dwelling among us. El Verbo fue hecho carne y habitó entre nosotros. What's the word there? 1,000 primera points if you know it. He tabernacled. Jeff, I'm going to give you 1,500 just because it's the first of the year. Yes. Hizo su tabernáculo entre nosotros. He tabernacled among us. He pitched his tent among us. Puso su tienda aquí entre nosotros. Y vivió entre nosotros. And he dwelled among us. What does that remind us of? ¿De qué nos recuerda eso? Otra vez, el Antiguo Testamento. Again, the Old Testament. When God's people were in the wilderness, cuando el pueblo de Dios estaban en el desierto, pusieron una tienda, they put a tent, and God's glory would fill that, y la gloria de Dios llenaba eso, and the presence of God was there, y la presencia de Dios estaba allí, en el tabernáculo, in the tent, in the tabernacle. God was there, Dios estaba allí con el pueblo, God was there with the people. And what John is saying, lo que Dios está diciendo is that when you see Jesus, cuando usted ve a Cristo, God is there. Dios está allí. God's glory, la gloria de Dios está ahí. God's glory is there in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the glory of God. Es la gloria de Dios. Es la presencia de Dios. It's the presence of God. It's the revelation of God. Es la revelación de Dios. Oh, and these two words, estas dos palabras, full of grace and truth. Lleno de gracia y verdad. Full of grace and truth. This is a very common way in the Old Testament of describing God. Esa es una manera común de describir a Dios en el Antiguo Testamento. In Exodus 34, we hear Moses say, in Exodus 34, escuchamos que Moisés dice, el Señor, the Lord, full of steadfast love and faithfulness. Lleno de fidelidad, de grande amor y de fidelidad. Find that interesting. Grace and truth. Gracia y verdad. Here's another resolution that a lot of people make. Aquí hay otra resolución que personas hacen. 2025, I want to change. Yo quiero cambiar. I want to change. And then we say, yes. Please, especially you. No, I'm just kidding. Yo quiero cambiar. Yo quiero ser diferente. And then you ask them and say, yeah, I want to lose a couple of pounds. And you're like, no, I had a different vision of change for you. Full of grace and truth. Friends, how do we change? ¿Cómo cambiamos nosotros? How do we change? ¿Cómo es que cambiamos? We change by experiencing grace and truth. Cambiamos experimentando la gracia y la verdad. Two ingredients, dos ingredientes aquí para el cambio, for change. If you want to know, si usted quiere saber, ¿cómo puedo cambiar? How to change? Grace and truth that is found in Jesus, que encontramos en Cristo. You know those people, ustedes conocen a esas personas, you know, who they want to change you, los quieren cambiar, but they just want to change you with truth. Pero los quieren cambiar con la verdad. It's all truth, y es pura verdad. All truth. You need a shower, you need to take a hike, you need to tuck your shirt in, you need to comb your, all truth, boom, 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 truth. And it's no grace, y no hay gracia, right? And we all know the other types of people, todos sabemos las otras personas, llenos de gracia, full of grace. It's all right, it's all good, it's okay. Yeah, you offended me very bad, and you left a trail of tears back there and a trail of blood, and you know, but it's okay. It's all right, you know. Jesus just, yeah, it's all grace. That doesn't help you either. Eso no le ayuda tampoco. In Jesus Christ, en Jesucristo, encontramos gracia y verdad. In Jesus Christ, we find grace and we find truth. The truth without grace will turn you into a legalist, perhaps. La verdad sin gracia quizás lo convierte a usted en un legalista. And grace without truth y gracia sin la verdad will make you, I don't know, it's all sentimental. Todo es, hay mucho sentimiento ahí. It's just all. But Jesus Christ, pero Jesucristo es el único, is the only one who can offer us both, que nos puede ofrecer los dos. Gracia y verdad. Grace and truth. Grace and truth, the two hands of God, the two hands of the Father. You guys remember that? ¿Se acuerdan? The two hands of the Father. Las dos, algunos comentaristas sobre esta obra de arte, some commentators from this work of art have talked about this hand, esta mano. No sé si lo ven. Can you guys see? Esta mano es más delgada. It's a little bit thinner to describe almost the tenderness of a mother, de una madre. Y esta mano es más gruesa, and this hand is larger, stronger, quizás más fuerte para dar quizás ese la imagen de fuerza, to give the image of power and of might. Grace and truth, gracia y verdad. Esas dos las encontramos en Cristo. Those two we find in Jesus. So friends, if your Jesus is all grace and no truth, that's a different Jesus. Si su Cristo solamente es gracia y no verdad, quizás es otro Cristo. If your Jesus is all truth and no grace, si su Cristo es solamente toda verdad y no hay gracia, quizás está siguiendo a otro Cristo. The real Jesus, el Cristo verdadero, ofrece gracia y verdad. The real Jesus offers both grace and truth. This means that sometimes when you read about Jesus, quiere decir que a veces cuando lee de Cristo, you will find comfort. Quizás va a encontrar consuelo. But you'll also find that you're not so comfortable at other times. Pero también va a encontrar reto. También. You'll find a challenge there. Maybe the real Jesus will offend you. Quizás el Cristo verdadero lo va a ofender. De vez en cuando.
Every now and then.
This is grace and truth. Es gracia y verdad. Así es. Así es. This is what Jesus is like. This is what he offers us. So how do you change, friends? ¿Cómo es que usted puede cambiar? Por medio de la gracia y la verdad, through the grace and truth that Jesus offers, que Cristo ofrece. So this year, este año, receive his grace. Reciba su gracia y también, and also receive the truth. Y reciba también la verdad. Even though it might not be comfortable, aunque no sea quizás cómodo. Jesus this morning, Jesucristo en esta mañana, le está ofreciendo a ustedes, offering you his grace and his truth, su gracia y su verdad. He's offering it to you. Se lo está ofreciendo a usted. He's offering it to you. He's offering it to you. So why does all this matter? ¿Por qué importa todo esto? Let's read last verse, último versículo. Verse 18, versículo 18. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. A Dios, nadie lo vio jamás. El unigénito Hijo, que está en el seno del Padre, él ha dado a conocer. Conocer. Made him known. Through Jesus, we can now know God. Por medio de Cristo, ahora podemos conocer a Dios. Ahora por Cristo, y no solamente es conocimiento racional, it's not just rational knowledge, it's not just knowledge that stays here, no solamente es conocimiento que se queda aquí, pero es conocimiento que viene al corazón, but it's knowledge that comes to the heart. It's relational knowledge, es conocimiento relacional. When you know God, cuando usted conoce a Dios, lo que quiere decir aquí, what this is telling us, is that it's a relationship with God. Es compañerismo ahora con Dios. Now it's friendship with God. So now, friends, we can not only know what God is like, but through Jesus Christ, ahora no solamente podemos conocer a Dios, pero por medio de Cristo podemos tener compañerismo con Cristo. We can have friendship with God. Podemos tener compañerismo con Dios. Ahora. Ahora podemos tener compañerismo. Now we can have friendship with God. With God. Another resolution. Aquí hay otra resolución. Quizás usted quiere conocer más a Dios. Maybe you want to know God more. Maybe you want to walk with God. Quizás quiere conocer más de Dios. Friends, the invitation here, la invitación aquí, es de no solamente conocer a Dios, it's not just to know God, but to be friends with God. Pero tener compañerismo con Dios. To have fellowship with God, tener compañerismo con Dios. Is there friendship with God in your life this morning? ¿Hay compañerismo con Dios en su vida hoy? En esta mañana. Growing up, creciendo yo, antes pensaba, you know, what does God want from me? ¿Qué quiere Dios de mí? Does he want me to memorize the Bible? ¿Quiere que me memorice la Biblia? ¿Quiere que me porte bien? Does he want me to behave well? What does he want from me? ¿Qué es lo que quiere? Does he want me to go die on a mission field somewhere? ¿Quiere que vaya y muera por él? ¿Que sea un mártir? ¿To be a martyr? Does he want, what does he want? ¿Qué es lo que quiere de mí? And I think God wants friendship. With you, with me. Dios quiere amistad con usted. With you. This is the invitation this morning. Esa es la invitación en esta mañana. Yes, to know him, sí, conocerlo. Pero más que eso, but more than that, to have friendship, tener amistad con él. To be close in communion with him, estar cerca en comunión con él. Con él. And very practical application this morning. Aplicación bien práctica en esta mañana. Si ese es su deseo, if that's your desire,
All this morning,
we're going to take the Lord's Supper. En esta mañana vamos a tomar la Santa Cena. And in the Lord's Supper, en la Santa Cena, Dios está presente. God is present here with us. Él está aquí con nosotros. Está presente. And if it's your desire this year, si es su deseo en este año, estar en comunión con Cristo, to be in communion, to be in friendship with Jesus, come forward this morning. Vengan esta mañana con esa oración en su corazón, with that prayer in your heart. Lord, I want you, Jesus. Yo te quiero a ti, Cristo. I want you to be in here. Quiero que tú estés aquí, dentro de mí, en mi corazón, viviendo, living, and dwelling here. May that be your prayer as you come forward this morning. Que esa sea su oración mientras que usted viene en esa mañana, porque eso es lo que estamos haciendo. Because that is what we are doing when we partake of the Lord's Supper. Cuando participamos en la cena del Señor. Como un amigo, like a friend who invites you to a meal, que lo invita a una cena. He says, come, eat with me, ven, come conmigo. And he not only says, eat with me, no dice simplemente come conmigo, he says, here is my flesh, aquí está. Mi cuerpo y mi sangre, my blood and my flesh poured out for you, aquí derramado por usted. Yo quiero vivir dentro de usted. He's saying, I want to live inside you. I want to always be with you. Yo quiero siempre estar con usted. Amados, escuchen las buenas nuevas. Hear the good news. That's stronger than the desire that you have for Jesus. Más fuerte y grande el deseo que usted tiene para Cristo. Es el deseo que Él tiene para usted. It's the desire that He has for you. I don't know about you, but my desire goes like this. No sé de usted, pero mi deseo va así. And this might be my last Sunday because you're like, man, that pastor's... I've got to find a new pastor. Just kidding. One person laughed. I hope you know. Okay, and then never mind. But friends, amados, as you come forward and you partake, mientras que viene, y participa en esta cena, no te sepa esto. Que el Señor desea comunión con usted, that God desires friendship and fellowship with you. With you. With you. And it's not some spiritual thing. No es algo espiritual. It's physical. Es físico. When he came as a human with blood and with flesh. Vino con sangre y con un cuerpo. And he comes and he offers us this bread and this drink. Nos ofrece este pan, esta bebida. Because he wants to be with us, porque Él quiere estar con nosotros. Thanks be to God. Gracias demos a Dios. Let's pray together. Vamos a orar. Thank you, Lord. Te damos gracias, Señor. Porque por medio de tu Hijo Cristo, because through your Son, Jesus Christ, we have fellowship, tenemos compañerismo contigo, with you. Father, as we come forward this morning, mientras pasamos en esta mañana, Señor, que esta sea nuestra oración. May this be our prayer, Lord. I want to be close. Yo quiero estar cerca. I want to know you and I want friendship. Quiero amistad. Quiero amistad. Thank you because you have offered this to us. Gracias porque tú has ofrecido esto a nosotros y lo sigues ofreciendo. And you continue to offer it even this morning, aún en esta mañana, Señor. We thank you. Te damos gracias. Todo esto lo oramos, all of this we pray in Jesus' name, porque en Cristo Jesús. Amén.